Welcome to today's episode, where we dive into the critical world of cybersecurity, exploring recent initiatives by the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA. Challenges faced by companies like Ivanti, Microsoft's innovative security strategies, Telegram's ongoing resilience against cyber threats, and Ubuntu's continuous efforts to safeguard its platform with comprehensive updates. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, has introduced a comprehensive set of IT sector-specific goals aimed at enhancing software security and guiding critical infrastructure developers towards strong cybersecurity practices. CISA continues to advocate for cybersecurity awareness across all age groups, and it emphasizes the importance of corporate boards owning cyber risk management. In line with strengthening cybersecurity measures, CISA has expanded its Known Exploited Vulnerabilities, KEV, catalog to include critical vulnerabilities in Mitel and Oracle systems, stressing the urgency for U.S. federal agencies to secure their systems against potential breaches. Recent cyber attacks, including one on the U.S. Treasury Department linked to a Beyond Trust vulnerability, were confirmed by CISA to have no additional impact on other federal agencies. The agency has issued warnings about the vulnerability of critical infrastructure sectors, especially water utilities, due to poor cyber hygiene, and released new sector-specific cybersecurity goals to protect IT and product design in critical infrastructure. CISA's ongoing efforts also include publishing advisories on crucial vulnerabilities in industrial systems like ABB and NEDAP products. A comprehensive summary from the week of December 30, 2024, highlights the high-impact vulnerabilities identified across various software products. CISA continues to lead initiatives such as the CPGs and PRNI to enhance national cybersecurity resilience. Recent developments around Ivanti have revealed a series of zero-day attacks exploiting a critical vulnerability in the Ivanti Connect Secure. First detected in mid-December 2024, these attacks are attributed to espionage actors with possible links to China, aiming to gain unauthorized access to networks. Ivanti has reported multiple vulnerabilities impacting Connect Secure, Policy Secure, and Neurons for ZTA gateways, with active exploits leading to significant security alerts from Ivanti, Google, and CISA. These organizations emphasize the urgent need for immediate patches and security updates to mitigate the risks. The attacks leverage sophisticated malware that breaches systems and bypasses security alerts. Watchtower Labs' analysis offers insights into the exploitation techniques used. Despite Ivanti's secure-by-design principles, the vulnerabilities have created ongoing cyber threats, prompting measures like factory resets and rapid patch deployment. Users of Ivanti's VPN products are strongly urged to apply the latest security updates based on several advisories and patches from Ivanti. Additionally, CISA has highlighted the seriousness of these vulnerabilities by adding them to its Known Exploited Vulnerabilities catalog. Overall, the evolving situation underscores the importance of maintaining up-to-date security measures to combat such threats, with Ivanti and cybersecurity experts actively monitoring and responding to the changing threat landscape. Security Risk Advisors has joined the Microsoft Intelligent Security Association to strengthen cybersecurity measures in response to an increasingly complex threat landscape. As cyber threats are expected to rise through 2024 and 2025, the need for robust cybersecurity becomes more critical. Security researchers are being targeted via fake proof-of-concept exploits using a patched Windows LDAP vulnerability to spread malware. In response, AI Spera has developed a real-time phishing detection tool for Microsoft Outlook, while Microsoft is taking legal action against hackers using the Azure platform for harmful AI-generated imagery. Microsoft is enhancing detection capabilities by improving Windows Defender to identify malicious Chrome extensions and enhancing Azure logging to counter Bloodhound and SharpHound attacks. However, concerns about data misuse have been raised regarding Microsoft's AI recall tool, leading to privacy debates. Microsoft Teams users are being warned about new phishing scams. Issues such as Windows driver exploits and critical vulnerabilities in Microsoft Purview are urgent. Microsoft's job postings for AI penetration testers in Canada indicate a strategic effort to strengthen AI system security. The Secure Future Initiative signals future cybersecurity guidance as Microsoft continues to address foreign cybercriminals exploiting generative AI. Balancing proprietary and open source tools in cybersecurity research remains a key part of Microsoft's strategy, as noted by experts like Thomas Rochia. Recent Telegram updates highlight emerging cybersecurity issues tied to vulnerabilities in the popular messaging app and its security enhancement efforts. Notably, the FireScam malware, pretending to be Telegram Premium, has been found in a spoofed Russian mobile app store. This malware poses significant risks, like stealing user data and controlling devices, emphasizing the need for robust cybersecurity practices. In Russia, a security incident involving Android users highlighted the importance of defensive strategies. Vulnerabilities identified in certain Telegram app versions could allow attackers to execute arbitrary code. Telegram has responded by introducing self-destructing messages to protect user communications. Additionally, reports of 33 malicious Telegram channels spreading phishing links and malware in Russia necessitate greater user awareness. Telegram is actively enhancing its security infrastructure and collaborating with U.S. authorities through transparency reports. Despite its commitment to encryption and privacy, a significant DDoS attack recently tested the platform's operational resilience. As VPN use in Russia increased 12-fold in 2023, authorities are closely monitoring encrypted messaging apps like Telegram for illegal activities. A surge in user data requests followed the arrest of Telegram's CEO, raising concerns about user privacy and data handling. With an increase in malicious QR codes, users must stay informed about potential threats. These developments underscore the importance of exceptional cybersecurity practices and demonstrate Telegram's ongoing resilience amidst security challenges. In recent Ubuntu news, a series of security updates and advisories have been released to address vulnerabilities across various subsystems and architectures. The Ubuntu team has issued a security advisory for the Thunderbird email client to address potential threats that could bypass security restrictions. Comprehensive updates were also made to address multiple vulnerabilities within the Linux kernel, focusing on subsystem and architectural security. Particular attention was given to vulnerabilities in the XPAT library within the XMLTalk library, which could lead to denial of service or arbitrary code execution when processing malformed XML data. Ubuntu also rolled out security updates for Linux kernel vulnerabilities affecting Intel IOTG and various other systems, including cloud environments like Azure and GKE. Significant updates have been made for the Firefox browser and components like GPUs, Bluetooth, and network drivers to maintain robust system security. Areas such as Raspberry Pi, Intel ASOC drivers, and XT4 file systems have received updates to thwart potential threats. Security advisories also targeted issues within network traffic control and VMware vSockets drivers to enhance the security posture across different Ubuntu installations. Through continual vigilance and updates, Ubuntu ensures users remain secure and protected from emerging threats. Stay informed as developments unfold within the open source community. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to catch our next weekly episode on cybersecurity coming soon. Stay safe and stay listening.